A new film called The Hot Estate is a coming-of-age story about a struggling actor from Texas trying to make it in New York. Because if you can make it there, you can make it in no trees, too. Mark Webber plays the actor who falls in love with a woman who doesn't return the favor, but at the same time deals with the abandonment of his father. In this scene, the boy returns to Texas to seek advice from his father, played by Ethan Hawke, who also wrote and directed the film.
Hey, what do I got to do to get this girl back?
I don't know. You can't will anybody to do anything.
What do I have to do?
What was her name?
Sarah.
Don't do anything. Just be cool, you know? Just wait. She'll call you.
She won't.
Yes, she will.
No, she won't.
People who give up on love aren't worth loving.
No, they ain't. But the movie's soundtrack is attracting an awful lot of attention. It includes an amazing range of talent. Willie Nelson, M. Ward, Emmylou Harris, Nora Jones, and Cat Power. Jesse Harris has composed the soundtrack. He also performs three of his own songs. An Argentinian newcomer, Rocha, performs in both English and Spanish the movie's centerpiece, Never See You.
Now there's such a wealth of time, and all due dates have no division. Makes me kind of sorry in the end.
Jesse Harris joins us from our studios in New York City. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
How'd you get enlisted into this project?
Ethan Hawke is an old acquaintance of mine, and he called me pretty much out of the blue and said that he was going to be making a film of his novel, The Hot Estate, mm-hmm. and that a lot of music would be needed for it. And he asked me if I would read the script and if I'd be interested in doing it.
This is a more extensive undertaking than a lot of people that score films have to do because music is so central.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost like a musical.
You know, it's funny because in a way it was. We wanted each song to act almost as like a Greek chorus to the film. Mm-hmm. And there were a lot of elements of the music. First, of course, there was the score music. Secondly, there were the songs that were to be performed in the film. And then third were all these soundtrack songs that we had recorded originally for the soundtrack. So all these amazing groups who we asked to record new versions of songs of mine for the film.
Mm. Was there a lot of picking and choosing, or how do you go about drafting all the talent for that?
Well, first we went about choosing all the songs. In fact, Ethan chose the songs. I gave him about, I don't know, 70 or 80 songs to...
I've got to stop you. You gave him 70 or 80 songs to listen to.
Everything except for two songs in this film, one of which is Never See You, the one that you played, and another one that I sing over the end credits of the film called It Will Stay With Us, mm-hmm. is an old song. So those two are new, but the rest were taken from previous albums of mine. And then we went about dreaming up this list of artists who we love and picking songs for each of these artists and then and presenting this idea to them. And somehow a lot of them said yes.
Let's hear a song Nora Jones performs called World of Trouble.
This is the last time of the beginning. Whenever you say it's enough, while each day and each month rolls out behind you, the lost time is calling.
You and Nora Jones go back a while, don't you?
Yeah, I actually first met Nora in 1998.
You won a Grammy, Don't Know Why, with her, her successful single.
And I play on the album, and I play on her following two records.
Where does this song come into the film?
It's a sort of a broken love story, and so it's just one of the many scenes where they're having some kind of fight on the street, but then it turns sort of sexy. So, we have, you know, it's good to have Nora there.
You perform, what is it, three songs of the soundtrack?
Yeah.
Now, did you get to choose first or just wait until everybody else had gone?
No, it was separate. I act in the film as well. Those two songs were songs that I performed in a club in the film, and Ethan wanted me to perform those songs specifically. The third song, It Will Stay With Us, was something that I wrote for the film and we chose to use over the end credits.
Could you choose one of those three songs for us to listen to?
Sure, let's listen to It Will Stay With Us.
There wasn't time to tell you till we turned to dust. Everything that we felt
produced a dozen of the 18 tracks that are on this album.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like that part of it?
I really do. And in this case, I got to produce Willie Nelson, Cat Power, and Norah Jones, and that was just really thrilling.
Willie Nelson performs Always Seems to Get Things Wrong.
Yeah.
Way back when the world was young, long before the song was sung, I know someone must have heard like me.
He came to the studio in his tour bus, and he'd heard the song a few times, but I don't think he'd really practiced it. And he came in, and he asked me to sing it for him. And I sang it for him, and he read the lyrics and sort of sang along a little bit and played along. And then he turned to me and he said, "Okay, let's do it." And with the whole band live in the room, we cut one take, and he said, "I think I can do it better." Did a second take, he said, "One more." Third take, live, that was it. And he came into the room, he said, "Let's listen to that one." And he said, "What do you think?" And I said, "It's amazing." And he said, "Good." And then he left. That was it. He went to the Beacon Theater for his concert.
Now I'm stuck here, looking back at where I lost the thread. So ashamed here, thinking back how I lost my head.
For someone of your generation to have Willie Nelson sing his song, is that some kind of sign that you must be doing something right?
I don't really think about it like that. To have Willie do my tune is quite an honor, and especially to have him sing it as well as he did, it's just a thrill.
Would I be wrong to think that you're always kind of looking over the horizon?
I'm not, you know, stuck in a particular idea of myself as being this thing or that thing. And so, yeah, I am open to new experiences and trying new things. And I find that's what makes it fun for me.
Another piece of music here you'd like to point out to us?
Yeah. Let's play Feist. A lot of people love this track. Somewhere Down the Road.
Mr. Harris, awfully nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you, too. Thanks so much.
Jesse Harris, he's the composer for the soundtrack for the feature film The Hottest State. And the film comes out on August 24th. And you can hear complete songs from The Hottest State soundtrack and discover more new music at npr.org/music.